This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After Hamas gunmen murdered civilians on a rampage through Israeli towns, Israel imposed a siege and unleashed a deadly bombing campaign on the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Lisa Fielder has more.
Hamas gunmen rampaged through Israeli towns, gunning down civilians in their homes, on the streets, and at a rave. Scores were abducted and taken to Gaza. In response, Israel has unleashed a powerful bombing campaign. U.S. President Joe Biden says Israel has a right and duty to respond. But he has also said,
it is really important that Israel, with all the anger, frustration, and just, they don't know how to explain it, that exists, is that they operate by the rules of war.
Those rules emerged from the 1949 Geneva Conventions. So do they apply here? International humanitarian law governs the treatment of civilians, soldiers, and prisoners of war. It applies to state armies like Israel's and to organized armed groups like Hamas.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. After meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, relatives of American citizens missing or held captive called for the, quote, immediate release of the hostages and those missing in action on Thursday. Here is Abby Ahn, relative of five missing Israelis, at a news conference in Tel Aviv on Thursday.
Hearing our stories makes this issue human. This is a human issue. These are civilians that are missing and have been captured.
The White House national security spokesman says the number of U.S. citizens confirmed dead in the Hamas attack in Israel over the weekend has risen to 27, with 14 more still unaccounted for. The White House confirmed the U.S. State Department will begin offering charter flights to Europe to help Americans leave Israel. For additional stories,